Okay, we're up to Daf Chesamadez. Today is Daf Test, but we're up to Daf Chesamadez. We're up to Rav Papa Amar. Okay, so now the Gemara is giving answer number 4. We have the topic of the discussion is the Mishnah tells us, there's machlokes in the Mishnah, how many Edim are necessary for Moitzi Shemra. Okay, if two witnesses come to testify that a woman was mizane, two witnesses come to testify that a woman was mizane, and therefore he wants to divorce her and not pay the ksuba, how many witnesses does he need when he comes to court for the very first time? Does he need 3 witnesses or does he need 23 witnesses? So the Gemara Rabbah says, so we have machlekes. So what's the reason for the machlekes? So far we had 3 different explanations, and we're going to have a total of 8. So far, we're done with 3. We had Rabba, we had Ula, and we had Abaya. Remember, Rabba said Moitzi Las. We want to create a publicity, maybe someone else's testimony. We had Ula. Ula was because we don't want to be Mevaze the Dayanim. We're going in a case where it turns out that there's a technicality. So there's not going to be a Chiv Misa. And there's not going to be a Chiv Misa, there's only going to be a Chiv Mama. So we don't want to be Mevaze the Dayanim. I tell them to go home. We want people to get a bad reputation and say that they're bad people. And Abaya gave the time, the machlokes was where the witnesses did not testify which particular misa the woman is chayef for being mizane. Tabi nafgamina, if she's good, she's chayef misa. So now we come to answer number 4. The 4th. Mishum kvoidim was the case. That was answer number 2. That was Ula. That was the witnesses. What does that mean? That means the witnesses testified that she was mizane. And then there's a technicality. So it turns out that there's no way we can possibly kill her. We can't kill her, so what? Now this dintara is only dintara. She was mezane. She's not going to get killed. Question is he now going to be exempt from paying the ksuba, or will, if it's a lie, he'll have to go and pay the 100 shkalim? But one thing is for sure, she's not going to get killed. She's not going to get killed, so therefore you certainly do not need 23 witnesses. We already gathered with 23 witnesses. So since we already started with 23 witnesses, are we allowed to dismiss? Are we allowed to dismiss the witnesses? Because are we allowed to dismiss the witnesses? So that was the question that according to the Tanakham it says you only need 3. Yes, we can send the extra, another word, the Dayanim. We can send the Dayanim home according to the Mandiyam, or no, we may not send the Dayanim home, because if we're going to send them home, there's going to be a bad reputation. People are going to assume, going to suspect that there's something wrong with these Dayanim. They're not good Dayanim. In the future, no one's going to want to use them. They're going to lose their parnos. They're going to lose their good reputation. That was the second answer. Okay, we're now going to answer number 4. That was yesterday's staff. So let's now go to answer number 4. Is it 3? Is it 23? Rav Papa Amar Kach B'Yisha Chavera Askin. We're going with a woman who's a Chavera, which means she is a Melumedes. She knows the Daf. She knows the Daf. I once had a Geirusha once, and a woman came to the Daf. She wanted to come to the Daf, and she sat in the shadow on the other side, the end of the room, and she listened to me. So I thought, and I was very nervous, you know, because a woman here is listening to my Daf Yomi, because she learns the Daf Yomi. And I was expecting at the end of the Daf a compliment from her. You know, at least you should be nice. You should say something nice. So she just walked out. Then I happened to bump into her on the street, and she said to me, "Came to your daf.
Not so good.
Came to your daf. You were daf behind. You were daf behind. I knew that daf already. Like, she totally like. I thought it was
pushed
so.
Off.
Yeah, like you like a piece of garbage. Like, I didn't need to come to this daf. I could have gone somewhere else because you were daf behind.
She didn't learn the Mishnah.
Okay, so over here, the woman over here. That's right. It's interesting. Like certain basic things. You know, maybe sometimes we have certain ne'imos before we have lamdanis. Right? I don't know. Next, okay. The isha chaveira askin, and the woman is a melumed. She knows the halacha. She knows that what she's doing, she is chayev misa. She went to Sarah Shnira, and she knows all the laws. She knows that a woman that's mizan isha zinsa chayev misa. And now there are 2 witnesses that testified that she was mizane, and they did not give her hasra. So the question is, can she be killed? Can she be executed without hasra? That is the case. So the Tanakhama says you need only 3 dayanim. No, even though she is a milumedes, a chavera, she knows the halacha, she still needs 23 witnesses. There are no 23 witnesses, therefore she may not be killed. Therefore, we do not need more than 3 witnesses. According to the other man, the Amar, even though you have to have 23 dayanim, because an isha chavera who knows the halacha does not need hasra. Hasra is only given lahavchin bein shoygeg lemezid. And if a woman knows that person knows the halacha, then there's no need to give a person that's really automatically going to be
this
killed.
Is the basic thing, everybody knows it.
What?
Everybody knows you can't be mezana for an ishish.
Awesome. So in echanami, so if it's something that's so basic,
you don't have to be a mulmedes for that. Everybody, any girl gets married, 16 years old.
You'd be surprised. Even men, if people are not holding, you'd be surprised. You're learning yeshiva. You're learning Harvard learning. And people who are not holding and learning, even they once upon a time they were big mutsuyanim, you forget very quickly. And it's shocking. I know, how could it be, you don't even know the halacha in Eishish, it's Chayav Misa? Be surprised. A woman doesn't necessarily know that. She doesn't, they don't teach them that in a, they don't teach them Beis Yaakov in halacha.
It's a Mardik HaChiddush.
What?
It's a Mardik HaChiddush.
And especially Tamei Chazal. Tamei Chazal, they didn't teach them these things altogether.
I get. Lady knows, so other things. Why only over here would we say Isha
Chavera? I'm telling you, I've seen this.
But why only over here? We're picking over here.
Yeah.
Isha Chavera, she knows the halacha that she doesn't. But by Shabbos also.
What you have to know. You don't have to know.
A person knows that this is a Chiv Misa.
A person only knows what they do there. People know the essentially. Yeah. People who are rabbanim, people who are Isaac in Yonim, in a leading davening. You know the halachas in their sleep. They know inside out every possible shot that comes because they do this every single day, and they don't even know the Shulchan Aruch. They don't even know the Shulchan. They just know because they do it every single day. So in the middle, they know all the halachas. And people have no shaychas to these things. Even people who sit and learn the whole day, if you're not in it, you forget.
Well, a person's mechal Shabbos without Eidim, and he knows. You know, you're
Chai Misa.
Chai Misa. Without Eidim, no Eidim.
That's correct. According to this, yes. If there are witnesses. Yes, and there is no hasra. He knows the halacha. According to this man, it's right. It's chayiv misas bezdin. We don't pass on that, obviously. Okay, but yes. So therefore, that's the machlokes of a woman which is chavera. That's the answer number 4. V'akmivugid b'bluks of Yosef of Yehuda v'Rabbanan Tain l'Brayis of Yosef of Yehuda Oimer Choder. A Talmud Chacham ain't so hasra. While if he showed nitna hasra l'lahavchin ben shoygeg l'mezid. Between a person who is a sheikh who knows the halacha and one that does not know the halacha, and a male woman over here, and she knows the difference between the woman over here, she knows the halacha, that's the machlokes, we need 23:3. And there's potential to be a misa. Answer number 5. Rav Ashi Amar, over here, the case is going, there's no question, the woman is not going to be chayiv misa. She's not getting misa because they did not warn that if you're mizani, you're going to be chayiv misa, so therefore that's out of the question. What is the question? But she is mizana. Every loisa, it's a loisa say. A woman who really, technically speaking, when a person does in the isha, that's mizana, technically speaking, she's really chayiv two punishments. She's chayiv misa, and she's chayiv malkos. So why don't we first give the woman malkos, then give her misa from mizana? Kamle bidraba mine. That's all fine and good in a situation where they want her le misa. But if they did not want her le misa, they only want her for malkos, so she's only going to get the malkos, she's not going to get the misa. So that's exactly the case. They go into Lamalkos, they're not one Lamisa. Next question. How many Dayanim do you need to decide if a person is Chayav Malkos? So this is a new Machlekes coming up later on in the Gemara. This Machlekes, one says 3, one says 23, because one man says that Malkos can lead the Misa. You whip a person too hard, the guy is a goner. The guy can die. Malkos is a very dangerous game. It can come with the Misa and the Mela.
But you stop.
You stop, you have to make an evaluation. But still, that's the machlokes in the Gemara. Later on, the Gemara is going to discuss this. And behold, that's the next staff. The Gemara has all the sukkim, the drashas. So therefore, that's machlokes in the 3:23. And that is the answer, number 5, for the machlokes in the Mishnah. Witnesses testify the woman was mizana, and they warned her, if you do this, you're going to get malkos. They did not tell you Michayev Misa. So therefore, the most we're going to give her is malkos, basic machlokes. Do you need 3 dayanim for malkos, or do you need 23 dayanim for malkos? Very, very simple. La'ashu be'le malkos, la'ashu be'le tola. They come over, give the books of Yehu Shmuel Rabban. It's fine. Makois b'shloisha tan kama mishum of Yosef Shmuel amru b'yashim shloisha. Okay, answer number 6. 3 more to go. Ravina ma'ak v'ayin shenimsa echa b'na edim kod v'pasa. This answer goes on for a whole page. Gemara elaborates. A lot of ideas to collect in order to understand. Let's go in the case where we have 2 witnesses. And one of them is kod v'pasa. L'kmiviki v'pluxa rabbi Yosef rabbi alibi rabbi Akiva. Now what do we mean? Machloikis between 2 amarayim. Aliba, with all based upon the foundation of a Tana, Rabbi Akiva. What are we talking about? Ditnan. We learned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva Omer Lo Bosh Lishi Elo Hachmi Olav Lasas Hinaki Yitzibo Elu. Now, over here, you have three witnesses. That's the Yisait. We're dealing here, you have three witnesses. How many do you need? How many witnesses do you need to establish a halachic matter? Two. You only need two witnesses. So why is the third guy tagging along? What's he tagging along for? So the Torah says, you want to tag along, guess what? You're going to get the same punishment as both the other two in the event that you become Edim Zaymimim.
But they all have to be.
Well, they all have to be. Right, so the guy, well, the guy can say, and the din over here, Rashi says, what is he over here? Rashi over here says, loybosh lishi, demasha shnemak al pi shnaim edim kol shken shloisha. So lo nema is shloisha edim. Why does it go to the effort of saying three? El lahachmul of little chomer be edim sheker. In the event that all three are proven to be liars, let's say they're edim zaymimim, so the third guy can say, listen, don't punish me. My testimony was superfluous. After the two witnesses said their piece, they said their testimony, the halacha was established. So I'm just a tag-along guy. Tag-along guy, I'm only an accessory to the crime. An accessory to the crime does not get the same punishment as the principal. You see, we have another example over here of Das Torah, Hepuch, Midas, Baal HaBayis. In the secular courts, you're an accessory to the crime. They are the masterminds of the crime, and they get the full weight of judgment. And anyone in the court that they establish only to be an accessory to the crime, you're not the principal. You just happen to be there. You happen to help tag along. You don't get the same weight. And the Torah is Das Torah is Hefech Midas Baal HaBayis, is that no, someone who's not needed but decides to be a partner in a crime that can be done without him, guess what? You are going to suffer the same fate as the principals. That's the Yisrait. So Rashi goes on to the Shlitch Zed. Look, Rashi concludes with this. We don't need him. Sharei b'shnayim sheidu t'chilo nami hoya nidon. He would have been killed. Afil ho'achi asa kosves dina kiyotze ba'elu she'im huzmu yehoreg. If he becomes an Edom Zaymimim, so that's the Yisod of Rashi. Rashi adds these very important words, Zim Sheim Huzmu Yehoreg. So to Af Shlishi Mibnei Shenitpa Lo Averi, he's also going to be punished. Nifa. Now the Gemara goes weiter. So the Gemara says,
In Kain Anash. The flip side is also all three.
That's what the Gemara says. Yeah. In Kain Anash. Now this is all part of Rabbi Akiva over here is still, we have not yet gone to our Machlokes. In Kain Anash. Rabbi Akiva makes the following observation. This is Agoda. And it's going to punish the one who sinned, like the one who was the accessory to the crime. How much more so is it that Hashem is going to give reward to someone who joins in a mitzvah? Like the one who did the mitzvah, so therefore the Torah is giving you punishment. The one who joins in a accessory, so you can get reward. A person who tags along, you tag along. So there's a mitzvah. Tag along. Guy goes to a mitzvah, right? He goes to visit someone in the hospital. You just go in the car to give him company. You don't know. They just go, come along. I'll come along with you. So you get the same schar as that person.
Adopt a kolo.
In a chanami. You're in
the mitzvah.
You're nitval. You're attaching yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, now mash naim. Right. Now. Okay, that's the end of that. Go. Now Rabbi Kiva goes vaita. Rabbi Kiva does, let's talk halacha. Let's return back to halacha. Now, if there are three people, and we don't need the third person, but he has a tremendous finish now. If the third person becomes apostle, the whole is a carve apostle. The whole set of witnesses is thrown out. Once you have established yourself as being a group of three, even though we don't need the third person, Menel, if one of the three people is proven to be disqualified because he is a Korah of apostle, so if 100 people show up and they say, here we are one group of 100 people, and it turns out that one of those 100 people is a Koroiv or apostle, he was a relative, or he was discovered, he was a gambler, all of the witnesses are disqualified. Okay, so that is all what Rabbi Akiva says. Okay, that's it. That was Rabbi Akiva. And now we're going now the next layer. We're now going to enter into the new machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi. And the machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi is what we need for answer number 6. Now that we know the basic is Soida, is Rabbi Akiva, that you have over here 3. And you have a third person that he joins. Mimela becomes one group. Binogei Agad and Halacha. Agad, you're going to get punishment, you're going to get reward. Halacha, form becomes puzzle. The Gan Seidus is puzzle. That's all what Rabbi Akiva said. Now comes along the Amoroyim, and they dig deeper to understand, make the condition. Maybe we can limit the words of the Rebbe. Okay, isn't that an amazing thing? We have a Rebbe. That's what we do in this generation. That's the whole Mahal. This is Gemara. It's Meridik Mahal Gemara. That's all Derech. We have our predecessor, Moshe Feinstein, Paskin Halacha. And everyone says, come along. Rav Moshe only said it in this case. But in this case, you can do whatever you want. Or Yashav only said it in this case. But in this case, that's isn't that Derech? Derech is to come to limit, to quarantine, the Gedoilim, to isolated situations in order to be matter in other situations. That's really what's going on over here in the Gemara. Because along comes now the next generation, Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi. On Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi is coming to limit the Rebbe. When did my Rebbe say this halacha? That one becomes puzzle. He becomes puzzle. So we throw out the whole case. Bedine nefashos. Only capital cases. Okay? Comes din nefashos. Then mimonos. Then if one becomes puzzle, we throw out the one. And the two remain in place. Only when it comes to din nefashos, we have 3 witnesses. And one is puzzle, we throw out the whole set. But din mimonos. If one is puzzled, we get rid of him, but the other two remain standing. Rabbi Yoimer, Rabbi says, not so fast. Echa dinei mimonos, echa dinei nefashos. No, it makes no difference. Even when it comes to dinei nefashos, hear Maisa? Dinei nefashos, if one becomes, even when it comes to dinei mimonos, if one witness is disqualified, the whole set is out the door. Don't come, Rebbe says, to limit the scope of the Rebbe. When the Rebbe made a statement, the Rebbe was called out. You're coming over here to say Bamed, Vonim, Amurim, this is not something which is proper. But by the way, this concept, Bamed, Amurim, these words, Beis, Dalet, Aleph, is unique to the style of Talmud Bavli. Okay, you learn Yerushalmi, you learn Yerushalmi? Today is the Shloshim of Meir's Lidowitz. The greatest accomplishment, he said, of art school, everything came together. All of the talent, all of the skill, all of the expertise came to do what? To make the Talmud Yerushalmi. That's what he felt. That's not what he felt. He felt the Talmud Yerushalmi was the culmination of all of the skill, success, and hidur of art school to take a safer sosum, Yerushalmi, and open it up to the world. So the Yerushalmi.
Chus Yogan Leinu.
Zachus Yogan Leinu. Amen.
Felt the way that Miguel Sester.
They're right. Having the yard side, the Shloshim is tonight. They're having the Shloshim, they're having it online.
My mother said, am I going? I said, I'd love to, brother.
I would also like to. If not for that, I probably would have gone. Very likely, but Aryeh is here.
He would have wanted Aryeh
is Sha'og Nila Yira. Me'osha Shmin Alachmai.
There you go. Don't forget.
Osh Ois Yos Mishnais. Mishnah. Osh Ois Yos Mishmini. Mishmini is Ois Yos Mishnais. We learn Mishnayos together.
Wow.
And Osher, and Osher is also Rosh, is the Rosh. Aryeh Shraga Roth is Rosh Tevos Rosh.
Rosh.
The loyal is on that.
Get the Gemara.
See a lot of cover giving you. Yeah.
Recorded
for posterity.
Who's listening?
No one is listening. I guarantee you that.
Okay.
Rebbe says, Echad dinim mimonos, echad dinim nefashos. So Rebbe says, there's no difference between dinim mimonos and nefashos, all the same. Now, okay, so therefore, even when it comes to dinim mimonos, one becomes possible and goes straight out. Now we go now to the next layer. Now we go weiter. This answer goes through many layers. The emosai, bizman shehishu bohen. The only time we're going to say this is that, yeah, let's have 3 witnesses. And one of them becomes, let's talk about dinim nefashos. And one of them becomes kavod apostle. So we threw out the whole set. The one that's caught of apostle has to have given hasra the way you establish that you want to be part of a group is to give hasra. If you don't give hasra, you're not automatically part of the group. When do you be joined? Shehishubim avol bezman shehishubim. You didn't give hasra.
Only in aid.
Then mayas shnei achim viechad shuroi beechad. What's going to be then? Then mayas shnei achim, two brothers, viechad. Let's say there are two brothers who are apostle and a third party. Sheroi beechad shuroi gets a nefesh. Someone killed someone. They saw someone. That there are three people there observing. Someone killed someone, and among the three are two brothers. And the third brother didn't give asra, or what do you do? So therefore, we're not going to be able to kill him, because if automatically there are three witnesses, they automatically become part of one group. Automatically, that means that we have two witnesses. The witnesses are disqualified because obviously they realize we're brothers, so we can't be witnesses. So therefore, you go with my brother. You be the one that gives asra. You'll be part of the group. I'm not going to be part of the group. So this is the shita of Rebbe, but Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi holds that even if you're just standing there, what?
Didn't give us
even
Shura.
If you didn't give us, you're automatically part of the group. You're part of the group. So therefore, look at Rashi. Rashi, he very nicely follows through the Gemara, makes it very clear. Rashi is very precise, makes it very clear. And the Gemara, Rashi goes back and ties the whole Amud Gemara. So Mamash, a whole Amud Gemara. A whole Amud Gemara coming now to give us number 6, who plugs the Rebbe Baran, the Machlokes in the Mishnah. Do you need 23 Eidim for Moshe Shema? Do you need 3 Eidim? Namik Goyim Shenim So Echa Min Hashleisha Kod of Apostle. One of the three, you have three witnesses that are testifying that this woman was Mezane, Verov Shosak, and the one that was Kod of Apostle did not give Hasra, Veloy Hisra. So Rebbe Meir Savar, Lo Kabi Yosi, Dama Bidini Nefashos, Loshna Hasra, Veloshna Shosak, Edusan Betela. According to Rabbi Meir, that says that Motzi Shemra is three. Why three? Why don't we kill her? You can't kill her. Being that there were two brothers who were observers, and one of the brothers is automatically a Kavod Apostle, automatically disqualifies the three for Dinei Nefashai. So what is left, according to Rabbi Meir? Dinei Mimonos.
And they knew this before they established
the right, before they established. What's left is Dinei Mimonos. So there's only three Dayanim. If one witness is quiet, then shall be killed. Mele, you need 23 dayanim. Now this is very much Yaloch Lamayis this Gemara. Every time you go to a wedding, so some places they go and make an announcement, Mechubit so and so to be the Eidim for the Chasna for the wedding. We call up so and so to be Eidei Kedushin, and sometimes you'll hear them say to the exclusion of all others. And sometimes they're quiet. Mechubit so-and-so to be Eidei Kiddushin. What's the chilik between saying, so it's mamish this machlokes. The reason the lamedness, why you say to the exclusion, is because in the audience, there's always going to be a Kerov Apostle. There's always going to be a Kerov Apostle. Someone's going to be, there's going to be brothers, the mother-in-law's, right, standing right there. There's going to be there. So if someone will want to disqualify the wedding, they'll say there's no Kiddushin. Because there was a Kod of Apostle who was also watching what took place underneath the chuppah. So, Menela, to avoid that issue, you say to the exclusion of all others.
Who says you can do that, though?
What?
Who says you can't
do that?
Because you said exclusion.
You can do that. See, the problem is we don't pass them like that.
We pass them like the Chachamim. We pass them like Rebbe.
Mayas or Shneachim. The Gemara, we have a little letter, a little dot over here. The Amos side, we pass on Rabbi Yossi, this little gimel, this the Rambam. We pass on like Rebbe, 100%. Rebbe was the one who said the Amos side. That's Rebbe, not Rabbi Yossi.
It's an interesting thing you're saying, that I'm standing there watching, but you're saying something, you're controlling my watching.
Yes, you're not the witness. I'm removing you from being witnesses. We don't pass on like that. Therefore, many places say it's not a good idea. You know why? Pumpa carrot. Because what happens... Taka, turns out what happens
if this guy is a puff.
One of the two people who this great Rashiva and this great Rashiva to be the biggest gambler in the world. And they find out tomorrow that this guy was a gambler, this guy was a smile of a scandal. So now there's a whole shot, Lamafreya. I mean, it all depends when the scandal broke, when the person was a problem, it wasn't a kosher witness. So that means they were not married. Because it was only these two, the exclusion in the event.
But you don't want everybody else. You know that you have a Kerov Apostle in the group.
What? No, we don't pass like that. Because the only time the Kerov Apostle is only if you're going to, that we pass, and if you're going to disqualify, you're automatically not included. That's what Rebbe says. Rebbe says the only time,
like
the only time we pass like Rebbe. Rebbe holds the only time you disqualify is only if you're a tacha for the apostle and you step forward lechatchila to be the witness. You make a statement. I'm being the witness.
In the situation, one of the agents ends up being a bomb.
Oh, so let's say they call the cook. So we like. So you know what?
There was
a wedding.
So you were coming.
There was a wedding.
It doesn't matter.
So but you have to see.
You have to
put the tabas on.
You saw him get married.
You come to the wedding. Your horse saw. There was a
comma.
It's
good enough. According to Bidiyavet, you're in the room. Got the invitation. Everyone knows what the chasid is.
There was a smorgasbord.
There was a kavia. They took it to the badekin.
You watched the badekin.
Good enough. What are you doing here?
I was there a few times and yeah, no. So if you have beforehand, do tshuva.
Yeah,
he told me
do tshuva. Maharam tshuva.
Me
too. I was also an aid by witness.
And so the same thing.
No, not the Rosh Hashanah. There was someone who I know,
yeah.
A chaver,
yeah.
who obviously he has issues with me. This person, I found it afterwards, has major issues with me. Yeah. This person, I don't know what I did to him.
Wasn't the first guy?
First guy, and he told me like he frowned me and he was very disturbed. He was really visibly disturbed why I should be allowed to be a witness. He really felt because I'm not married. And he was visibly shaken up and he told me I should mahara b'tshuva. He told me, he didn't tell me, oh, Stam is a frumkeit. He said that the condition is on the line here.
Right.
It's on the line here. Okay, that's not the point. This is not a shit about me.
No.
It's about you.
Right.
Okay, so the point over here, when they go to a chassid, so let's go to one witness and become apostle. It turns out there's a problem with one of the witnesses. So then, you know what you do? You fall back on everyone in the audience.
Who's not a Kerov apostle.
Yeah. There are hundreds of them out there.
But none of them stepped up.
Doesn't matter.
So what? They saw it.
Doesn't matter.
And the fact that the Kerov apostle saw it.
No, the Kerov apostle automatically is out. Anyone in the audience, the Kerov apostle automatically cannot disqualify. Unless...
They step up
and they declare, "I'm here to be made."
Nobody said
but
that.
No one did that. Yeah. So who's left? Just the other people are stam. So the good people, they automatically become witnesses. Mimela. So therefore, the vast majority of Pisces, from what I understand, they hold that it's not a good idea to say to the exclusion of all others. This is a frumkeit, which is yotzos sechoroi behefseda. It's like a chumrah.
It works for the kedushim, not for eksuba.
Don't go be so chumrah and say, "Oh, someone out there in the audience who's watching shouldn't be an aid and will disqualify us to the exclusion."
Anyway.
By saying to the exclusion, you're causing more harm than good.
Correct.
You're causing more harm than good.
So here's a good question: so what about eksuba? You can't do that. Two people sign. It's only these two people.
Eksuba is eksuba. You don't need eksuba.
Eksuba is nothing.
Eksuba. If eksuba is possible, takanas bezin.
They can't live together.
Eksubas from Moshe. Let's say. Let's say you lose. No, so that's not so partial. People, if you lose, you can't find exuba in the middle of the night, right? So you're not allowed to live with your wife. Really? People call up the Rav. You know, we lost exuba. We can't find it. It's now 3 o'clock in the morning. Does that mean people lose all the time? Yeah. These young couples.
Yeah.
Then they come up from the chasna. They right. can't find the exuba. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. They call up. They wake up. Right. They go to Shiva. What do we do? Should we go? Should we go home? Go to a separate hotel? What should we do? Say it's okay. It's okay. As long as you know that you lost it, First of all, who says you lost it? You didn't lose it so fast. You know such thing as losing the ksuba. Just because you don't know where it is, doesn't mean you lost it. Somewhere out there in the veldt. And if you have a long time to figure out where it is, and even if you know for sure...
It fell down the drain,
whatever. So all you have to do is you have to be mechavein to get a new ksuba. You makabal upon yourself within 30 days. In 30 days... I'm going to have a new ksuba. Ksuba the irchasa.
Where's the person over if he lives?
Nothing. He's over nothing. As long as he's makabal upon himself
He doesn't get it. He lives 10 years at ksuba. So this is...
All right. It's an avera. But it's not in the world.
You're replacing more of each other. Places they would not have ksuba.
Let's say Rachmana Litzlan, a woman gets divorced. They get divorced. So you have to pay ksuba. Halacha Lamas, you have to pay ksuba. Ksuba is about $50,000.
Most of them.
A woman to live comfortably... for a year in wherever she's living. So how much does it cost to live comfortably?
More than $15,000,
right? I don't know.
Rent is
$25,000.
Right.
Okay, so $25,000 is rent. So how much money do you need for food and insurance and the basic needs?
I don't know. Let's say it's 50.
I think the place can say $50,000-$60,000. That's what they say. Moshe in the 80s said it was $30,000.
Oh. Well, let's say today it's his tough luck, the husband.
So he asked his wife, so let's say that she can't find the ksuba. They get divorced. has no clue where the ksuba is. Does that mean he doesn't have to pay $6,000? 100% not. Also, what did they waste their time on the wedding writing the ksuba for? If anyway, when they get divorced, she'll be able to write the ksuba. Nu, w'machmi, you write a ksuba. But if you don't have the ksuba, it's a tanai bezdin. The ikar hadin ksuba tanai bezdin w'machmi. We have a piece of paper that also does it. We machmed yishvikalocha kadasuchadin. But after the fact, there's no ksuba. The rule goes on. My father did for almost every baal bas in the shul ksuba the yochasa. The irchasa, a ksuba that got lost. Yeah. So people who were married and power married for 50, 60 years, the vast majority of them had no clue. So over the years, basically, almost every baal bas came to my father. My father did for them. We had it on the computer. We had all put them nice, very fancy. I did it for my father. I did. I laid it out very nice. A special nusach, though, a different nusach. It's a whole new nusach. And it's the witnesses come at night, come and take a chosh for witnesses. They would sit down. And Imamish, they were very nice.
Renewed their vows.
They all couldn't find the ksuvas?
Do you know what your ksuvas is?
Yeah. What prompted them
to? It's a very good idea. You know, they make litzanas in yeshiva to hang it up on the wall to buy a fancy $1,000 hanging on the wall. I've heard from Paiskim, Rabbanim, Charedi.
It's the best thing to do.
The best thing is Kedai to go and have a piece of artwork, $1,000, you hang it up, because at least
this way you won't lose
you'll
it.
Know where it is.
And the wife can point
it's not
husband,
a nice thing, because what it says, the says, in the event of death or divorce.
Grand.
So it's a shtus. Who would want to hang up on the wall in the event of death or divorce? What kind of crazy people are foolish? Well, it doesn't say that I love you, and death or divorce, that's what it says.
You believe in me,
most people have no clue what it says in the beginning with, anyway.
It's ridiculous. Right. So what would you want to do? So you should make litzanis. Believe me, all the litzanas put aside, it's a great idea. It's a great idea to put it in a nice, put it in a frame, hang it up somewhere, because at least you know where it is.
Yeah, something for your next anniversary.
At least you know where it is. It's not a joke.
I don't know where it is.
If you're missing it, then you got a problem.
Okay.
No, it's also dangerous to ask a wife, you know where your ksuba is? Not a good idea.
Normally the husband, he's the one that takes care, right? Even though it's her ksuba.
Yeah, it's her ksuba.
He's the one that's...
Why exactly are you asking me?
They don't even know what it's all about. Most of the women, they don't even know what it's all about. There's nothing they teach them Beis Yaakov. Beis Yaakov, you have to know. Okay, now let's get involved. Okay. Now, let's go now. So this is Machlokes. Now we go to number 7. The answer number 7 to the Machlokes. A new answer, new cases. We have two witnesses observing. They are not the ones who give the hasra. An outsider, someone who's not part of the team, is the one that gives the hasra. Is that valid? Can someone who's not part of the witnesses, we do not want to be witnesses in this instance, but we want to relate to you the hasra. It's like your smartphone knows exactly what you're doing, and the smartphone talks, and the smartphone is the one that gives the hasra, and the people are watching. So is that a valid hasra? That's the machlokes between Rameir says it's not a valid hasra. The witnesses must give hasra. Menela, there's no testimony. There's no testimony. There's no dini nefoshes. You only need 3 dayanim for dini memonas. But if you learn that it's a good hasra, the Mela, she can be killed. Capital punishment, you need 23 dayanim. That's
number 7.
The two witnesses themselves must be the one who give the hasra. Two witnesses. So that's not like a steamy or not. Answer, now we're coming down to the finale. And number 80 by same going to this kachush bibidikos lo is kachush be hakiras. Okay, this misach the Sanhedrin. Hakiras drisha is the hakiras. What's the between a drisha and a hakira? A drisha is to identify the person or the event. Who is the one that was killed? Who was the one that did the killing? What did he look like? What color clothing was he wearing? Hakira is time. What's the calendar day? Was it Wednesday? Was it Thursday? Was it the 10th of the month? The 11th of the month? What time? Was it 10 o'clock? Or was it 11 o'clock? This is a chakira. The chakira is critical for Eidim Zaymimim. Because Eidim Zaymimim is all about Imanu Hayisem, and it's that time. Time. Okay, Eidim Zaymimim is all about time. That's all in the category of a chakira. A drisha is in the category of the object of the event. So there's a contradiction. Two witnesses are not on the same page. they have a difference of what color garment was he wearing. It was Reuven. Reuven, he was wearing a red shirt. Everyone says he was wearing a white shirt. When did it happen? They agree. It happened on a Sunday, the 10th of the month, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They're exact in the Chakiras. So there's a question in the Gemara. Is this conflict in the Drisha enough for the Bezin to say, case dismissed? There's a technicality. It's like a parking ticket. A technicality in the parking ticket.
Not in the speeding ticket.
Not anymore, though. There's no such thing anymore as technicalities because everything is electronic now. Now they finished us all off. Right? There's no, everything is, they can't get you anymore. They can't get off anymore. There's a Gonovagi, the Pluxer of the Ben Zakai, the Ben Zakai, what a name, huh? The Ben Zakai. The one always says, the Ben Zakai, the Ben Zakai, the Ben Zakai, the Uxaitinim. The question was, where did it take place? Where did it take place? One said that the tail of the fig, they were very thin. It was a thin fig tree. And the other witness says, no. The murder took place right opposite a fig tree that had thick tails. A fig has a tail, it's thick. So what is the halacha?
Throw it out.
So that's the question. Ben Zakkai, I think Ben Zakkai probably says you throw it out, and the other one says you don't throw it out. So that's
Yochanan Ben Zakkai or someone else?
No, it says Ben. No, it doesn't say. It doesn't say Rabbi Yochanan. It says Ben Zakkai. What does it say over here in the base? I have a base over here. My Gemara, the command of Mem. So maybe later on I'll tell us what it is. Okay. So that's answer number 7. Okay, so we're done.
Eight.
So therefore, you now know 8, and you have to memorize the Dir Shabbos, the 8 answers. The Kamam it's typical. The eight answers to explain the Machlokes, the first Mishnah, Machlokes, Isha, Ishes, Ish, Zinsa. Do you need 3 witnesses? Do you need 23 witnesses? You have 8 different answers. It's like Chanukah. Right. Mishnah of Chanukah, you could say over one of the answers. Oh, Marabi Yosi, next halacha. New halacha. Ba, Nehevi Abal Ha'idim, which is now a little more complicated. Now we go to the Sugya. The Sugya is this big, very teeth Sugya. Palginon di Buddha. So we split your words. Now what does that mean? Here we go. So, Oh, Marabi Yosi, Ha'ivi Abal Ha'idim, which is in Sugya, Ha'ivi Abal Ha'idim, which is Imam. A husband. He brings witness that his wife was Mizanet. So what happens? There are two things. Here's the Sugya. There are two different things that happen. Number one, she gets killed. She is executed. Number 2, she loses her ksuba. Now what ksuba? They're married. So now there's nothing to pay. So here's the halacha. The father, as long as the world is a naira hamarasa, she had only erisin, the father has value from this marriage. Because the father can sell the toivas hana of the ksuba. Let's say the ksuba is 200 zuz. Father has a girl, she's 12 years old, he marries her off. And now, in the event that for the next 6 months, for a period of time, if the husband divorces her, who gets the ksuba? The father. How much will he get? 200 zuz. So this potential. Look at that. If the Edim starben, this potential to collect, if he'll die or divorce her, there'll be potential to collect 200 zuz. So the father goes to the gambling, to the OTB, and he says, listen, there's potential here to make money. I want to sell my power to collect. If he dies or divorces her, I get 200 zuz. So you know what? I'll sell for $10. It's worth it. I'll get $10 right now, and in the event that something happens, and you'll get the 200 zuz. Okay, it's a risk. $10 insurance policy.
Options.
So now, when this man testifies, that this woman has committed adultery, this two witnesses testify that she's this chayiv misa. What are they really doing in essence? They're doing two things. They're testifying that she's chayiv misa against the daughter, and they're also testifying that the husband is going to lose his money. The father loses the value, the $10. They're testifying against the woman, she's chayav misa, and they're testifying that you, the father of the girl, you lost $10.
He collected the $10 already.
He didn't collect it. Oh, let's see, he already collected it. Let's make it simple. The father has the power. He has a schus of $10. If he wants, he can make $10. So that $10 we have viewed to be already here in existence. So by testifying, she's doing a double whammy. He's causing a loss, causing death, and causing also the father to lose $10. $2. Okay? Mm-hmm. Two things. Now two more witnesses come and they say to the first two witnesses, Imanu Yisan. Oh, Imanu Yisan, you're with us. So Mimela Imanu Yisan. So we do to them what they wanted to do to these two witnesses. So you wanted to kill a woman and you wanted to cause a loss. You wanted to cause a loss to the father. So therefore we have to now Vasisim Loikasha Zomam. We're gonna kill you, and also we're going to make you pay $10. So the answer is no. Because Kamle Bidrab Mine. Because you only can make a person upon when witness to the Adim Zaimim testify Imanu Hayisem. They're trying to make the first two witnesses do two things. We want to kill the two witnesses, and we also want to make the first two witnesses pay $10. So what is the rule? Kamle Bidrab Mine. So the Adim Zim only get killed, they do not have to pay the $10. Even though they tried to cause the man a loss of $10, yeah. And now it turns out they're Adim Zimimim, they're not going to have to pay those $10 because right. They're getting killed. And when you get killed, you only give more the severe punishment, you don't pay the less severe punishment. So Amar Yes Abahi Abal Adim Vishizin, so the Adim, the father, the witnesses, Vehi Zimum, Lady Habal. So it says, Adi Habal Neheragin, Ve'ein Mishalman Mamin, they don't pay Mamin. Now comes the next step, which is very beautiful.
Why is that mammon? Davis, no. Why not? It's the actual $50,000.
Because it didn't happen yet. The husband did not die. The husband did not divorce her. At this moment in time, they're happily married. They're married.
Potential.
And he has potential to pay her. There's potential. There's a possibility
that
he will
die.
One day have to pay her 200 zuz. It's a possibility.
Right now, maybe it'll be not. Good health.
That possibility go to? Then will the woman go to the father of the girl? And where? And so the father, if he wants, he has options. He can go and he can sell it. So the father has in his possession $10 because he can sell that right to collect for $10. So the witnesses testify they're causing the loss of $10. Now the witnesses are Adim Zaynanim. They're guilty of two things. They wanted to make someone die, and they wanted to make someone pay money. Come, we're going to kill them, but we're not going to make them pay the $10. Now, here comes the beauty of the next line of Gemara. Chazar vehevi habal Adim hizimum leidi ha'av. Now, it gets complex. Now a new set of witnesses. The Adim Zaynanim testify of this second pair of liars. Mm. So we have now a third pair. Pair A.
Yep.
Who said Yochai Misa? Pier B, who said, no, Yochai Misa, you're lies. And now Pier C, this is, no, the original was correct. The second one is
liars.
The one who's liars. Oh, so now, what do we do now? What do we do the second one out? We're going
to
kill them, for sure. Why? Because the second wanted to kill the first. Right? The second said about the first, Imanu Hayisem, so Yochai Misa.
Right.
So the second wanted to kill them.
Right.
So we're going to kill them. What else are we going to do the second one is this? We're going to make them pay money also, because when they said about the first two, when they said Imanu Hayisem, what do they do? They were denying
the guy to collect the $10 also.
No, they what are the two witnesses trying to do?
Try to kill. And they tried.
They
to,
also tried
the $10.
Let's put, I'm so getting confused. Let's do it tomorrow. Let's do it tomorrow. Chaz of Ahavi Adim Abal Avi Zimum, Lady Rav, Ede Rav, so the Ede Rav Neheragin, that's set number two.
Okay.
They're going to kill. Umishalmin Mamin.
The $10, right?
And they're going to pay the money. Now, they're going to do, because they tried, those two.
Yeah, those
when
two.
The Adim Zim, let's take a step back. Let's say, I'm going to continue. Let's go slow. I'm not so smart.
Good.
I'm not smart. Let's go slow. The first two witnesses said about Isha Yechayiv Misa.
Right.
What else did they say? Isha. Father of the bride, you're losing $10.
Right.
You're losing $10.
Right.
Okay. Now, when the second set of witnesses say Imanu Hayisem, you were with us.
You tried to kill. So we're going to kill you.
So we're going to kill you, but we're not going to make you pay the money. We're not going to make you pay the money. So now, who's going to get the money back? Who? At this point in time. At this point in time, who gets the money?
The father gets his money back.
The father gets the money back.
He still has the option. The
option is reinstated.
Yeah.
The option is reinstated.
Yeah.
When the option
is reinstated.
Is reinstated. So
now when the third guy comes along, third prayer, when the second...
Imanu hayi, when they say Imanu hayi, so the option is reinstated, right. So now...
When the third...
When it's reinstated, let's get it clear. Yeah. Well, what does it mean it's reinstated? Good. It's reinstated good. Means... Uh-huh. Reinstated means the father has the money back in his hands, because the husband has an obligation, to pay the money. So the husband is the loser. Who's the loser now? Who's the loser? The husband is the loser. The husband has... The husband now... We have to read Rashi. We have to get it confused. Let's go from the Gemara. Let's read Rashi. We're all confused. In this case, it's two different people. Let's see Rashi.
At this point, after the second cut, with the second cut from the Av...
Yeah.
They now have
well, let's
the
see the
to lose
100 Rashi's very clear. Let's go. Rashi here says, "Ve'in mishalom mom, you don't pay mom. Why not?" Now, this is the second case. The Edim Zaymimim. The Edim Zaymimim, going back to set number, we total of three sets. Set one, set two, set three. So now we're doing set number two. The Nachnepe, the Mom, the Ahav, even though they caused a loss of money, they caused the father a loss of the Ksuba. So you don't have to pay that. Why? Kedin shar zayme ksuba b'misak l'makos. The cave of the b'shvila heinerog. They mean killed. Ein mishalmin lo mamin. The schay benavshay patim in atashlum. The chesiv lo yeh asim yeh onesh onesh. You only get one. You only get the most of your punishment. B'mishum meya sela the havel who bolav sida laav. The havele misa lezel isha v'tashlum lezel haav. It's not upon them to pay the money. Okay, that's a cycle. Let's not get carried out. It's the husband that pays money to the father. Let's go to the next Rashi. The next Rashi is v'hizimum le'av. So now we come to the point that we need to explain. So now, set number two is going to be killed. Because set number two tried to kill
set number one. That's
clear. How much money? Here's the part that I got confused. Not the toivus hana. Not the type of sana, mea kesef lebal, shabohu lechayvo kishizimoi es edof. Because now, when the husband, when set number two testified that imanu hayisem, so now the husband once again has an obligation to pay the 100 zuz. The 100 zuz has been reinstated. They wanted to obligate the husband to pay this 100 zuz because the woman was not mizane. She was not mizane. They're happily married. And when the husband now wants to come divorce her, which he's going to do in this case, obviously, that's what's happening over here. The husband is coming to divorce her. So therefore, by saying, I don't want to pay the 100 zuz. I don't want to pay the 100 zuz, so let me kill her. Let me say that she was mizane. If she was mizane, I'm exempt from paying the 100 zuz. So now, when they reinstate that it's not true, she was not mizane, and the husband now is divorced, and the husband now going to have to pay the 100 zuz, so it's been reinstated. So now, when they become edim zaymimim, because of the third set, they get killed and they have to pay the 100 zuz. Why don't we say komle bidraba mine? The answer is because they are testifying to two different parties. They're testifying misa binogea, the first set of witnesses, and they're testifying about the husband now having to pay 100 zuz to divorce his wife.
And the first case, why isn't
the first case? It was one set of witnesses testifying that the woman was mizane. The second was trying to make the first one. They're testifying against the first set of witnesses.
Right.
They're testifying against the first set of witnesses. The first set of witnesses tried
to kill a woman,
and tried to save to steal $10. So now, when Iman Ro'isem, so it testifies directly against you. What you tried to do, you're now going to have to do things. But in this case, it's indirect. You tried. We testify that you tried to kill the first set of witnesses. And by and indirectly, by you testifying to kill, you are now automatically reinstating the marriage of the husband to the wife, which requires the husband to pay the $100 ksuba. So the testimony is considered to be against two parties. when the second set of witnesses testifies about the first set of witnesses, in essence, they're trying to be mechayev witnesses' death, and they're trying to have the husband pay out of his pocket 100 zuz for the ksuba or 200 zuz for the ksuba. So now when the witnesses say
Imanu Moti Shemra. So how about the ksuba?
Right, not the ksuba, right.
But how about the ksuba
also? Because it wasn't paid, right, that's how I'm confused. Because it wasn't paid yet. So therefore,
why does he have to pay both of them?
So that's exactly the point. When it comes to the ksuba, whether it's the paying of the ksuba, that's my mistake, that's why I was so confused.
Right.
Whether it's the paying of the ksuba, whether it's the toilet hanah of the ksuba, that's indirect. That's something which is just, that's something which is a consequence of what has happened. Consequence. Listen, if you're married, so you have an obligation for the ksuba. The mela, the father, has a right to collect. That's a consequence. Or, now you're married, so you have to pay the ksuba. You're not married, she was a bad marriage, you're not married. That's a consequence. That's just an absence of a negative. But to pay the 100 zuz, you're a liar. You, the husband, are a liar. When they were Adam Zaymimim, that turns out when group number two testifies against group number one, you're a bunch of liars. Imanu Hayisem, what an essence. Husband. You are good for nothing. You are Motzi Shemra. Now I got it clear. When the second set of witnesses testifies against the first set of witnesses, they're doing two positive testimonies. Number one, group number one, you're a bunch of liars. You're Chayiv Misa. Number two, being that you're Chayiv Misa, that means the husband was Motzi Shemra. And you're Mechuyiv to pay, not just that you're married. And you're going to pay a ksuba in case that you die or get divorced. No, in Echnami, that's the secondary. That's something which is indirect. You're not chayef for. But now that we have made the first set of witnesses into Eidim Zaymim, that means the husband, you're a lawyer. You're a Motzi Shema, you have to pay 100 zuz. So now, when it turns out that these two, that now the second set themselves are Eidim Zaymimim, so v'yastisim loy, there's going to be a din misa, and there's going to be a din mamim, because the only time you say kamle b'derabba mine is only when it's against the same person. But when it's against two separate people, then there's not going to be din kamle b'derabba mine. That's the Gemara's answer. So the Gemara in one more time it says because of heavy bal vein mizim lo de av I in av neragim mishal mamon mamon laze un nefashas laze. So in this case indeed you're going to pay two sets of money because you're going to pay the other 100 seller. Next Gemara Vem Rav Yosef Ploini revol on to new halacha, another sugya. A man says comes to court lo ein so hu vyacha, so and so did with me an avera, he did it with me, I'm the victim. And I did it with will. I did it berotzin. I allowed it. And he did an avera. He's chayav misa. Look what he did. He killed. He did an avera. And there's another person over here who was a witness. So me, together with him, are saying testimony that Reuven did this terrible avera. He did this avera. So do we kill Reuven? So the Gemara says,
the person who was raped.
The victim, exactly.
The person who was raped plus someone else can mechayev Reuven.
So mitzdarfim lahargo will be combined to kill the Reuven. The Gemara says, what? The guy says that he did willingly. Liritzona, he did willingly. Liritzona, Rashahu. That means he has made himself into a Rasha. And Mele Vatarah, and the Torah says, Al Tashes Rasha Eid. If you're saying about yourself, you confess, then you committed a crime. You did not have this. Therefore, the Torah says that a Rasha may not be.
What's the happening of the Gemara?
What do you mean? Right.
It's a happening. Loinsay, and he says, I did it.
No, not Loinsay. He said, Liritzaynai. Liritzaynai.
It says Loinsay. It didn't say Liritzaynai.
No, back to the Gemara. Ploini Revoi Loinsay.
It was about Karachai.
Doesn't say that he did it with Sinai.
Ployni Ravola Oinsoy against his will. Chuv Yachar Mugam. I'm sorry, two different cases. I'm sorry, I'm saying two different cases. 2 minutes. Ployni Ravola Oinsoy against his will. Chuv Yachar Mugam. They can kill him. Lurit Sinai.
Oh, in the case.
Lurit Sinai. Let's see Rashi. Rashi. Ployni Oinsoy Alkoch against his will. Chuv Yachar Nira Hazel Koshel Hoydalov. Vim Yesh Achar Yimor Nerga Harevi Alpayim. Lurit Sinai. And the Mori says, now the Gemara is the Kash Lurit Sinai. So what's the Gemara's question? Lurit Sinai. Let me look in the Perush. One moment. Avol Imha Nivra Omer is just playing Lurit Sinai. Then right, so it's the same. But let's say Lurit Sinai. Let's say the victim said he did it willingly. Then Rashi, he's a Rasha. No, the Gemara doesn't say this. Not explain. Okay, so then in that case he cannot be witness. That is the Tanakama. Rava Amar Rava, this Rava says no. Adam, you can't do that. A person says I did it willingly. A person says I did the Avera willingly. I'm a Rasha. You don't believe him. Rava Amar Adam Koroiv Eitzel Atzma Ve'ein Adam Mesim Atzma Rasha. A person cannot make something to Rasha. Maybe we don't. Therefore, what we do is here is Kalginon Dibura. We split the words. We believe you that this event took place, but we do not believe you that you did it. You're Russia. That's the Yisaitis. This is in the very new Yalach Lamaisa where a woman comes and confesses that she was Mizana. A woman, she's a Mizana, the baby's a Mamzer. Under the chuppah, the mother says to the Masada Kedushin, I want to let you know, Masada Kedushin, that I was Mizana and my child that's getting her under the chuppah now, she's a Mamzer. See, now Mamzer is not allowed to marry her. Mamzer is not allowed to marry her. No. So what do you do? What does the Masada Kedushin do? So the halacha is, I think I'm not mistaken, we pass like this. Ain other Mesim Asmi Rasha. The only way that we know this to be true is because the person themselves confesses. The Kala, the mother of the Kala, confesses that this to be true. We don't believe her. There's other testimony that might be different. So we don't believe in Yidus Kovaya. I'm not mistaken, Rav Moshe was under the chuppah, and the mother of the Kala said to the Rav Moshe, I was Mizana, and my daughter is illegitimate. She's a mamzer. Rav Moshe says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokim Melech Haolam. He just invited. Ain other Meis Matzma Rasha. I'm not so sure. You have to know more details. That Meis is 100% true. Okay, well, at least we finished the daf. Okay, tomorrow with Hashem, that Yid.
Yid.
Get this up. Get some.